Mr. President, Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General, WHO, Honorable Ministers, Excellencies, Ladies and Gentlemen. Allow me to begin by congratulating the President, the Vice Presidents and Committee Chairpersons on their election. Let me also place on record Pakistan's appreciation for Dr. Margaret Chan's leadership in global health. Mr. President, 2015 is fast approaching, and the onus of responsibility lies squarely on global health leaders who need to ensure that health features prominently in the next wave of global development goals. Our government would like to congratulate WHO for selecting an opportune theme for this year's Health Assembly. We would also like to extend our felicitations to the task team and the supporting UN agencies of the Global Thematic Consultation on Health in the post-2015 development agenda for their efforts to make the process inclusive and robust. We welcome their report, which places health at the heart of development and pitches sustainable human well-being as an overarching goal for the wider post-2015 agenda. To put things in perspective, we recognize that MDGs have helped to shape political agendas. They became a rallying point for partnerships, served as fiscal instruments, and helped institutionalize policy consistency. Indeed, some countries made impressive gains, which is why the narrative around the MDGs should be one that spells unfinished business. But equally important is the need to build further on these aspirations. Today, nations are inadvertently waging war against themselves by their inattention to the destructive forces of non-communicable diseases and catastrophic health expenditures. These threats need to be countered by mainstreaming NCDs in country public health planning and by embracing universal coverage and access as policy goals. Mr. President, today our quest for human health forces us to critically examine the health of nations and the manner in which the bedrock on which they are founded is built. Choices nations make about rights have a deep bearing on human security. The manner in which democracies and governance function has implications for health systems. Structures to compel accountability and measures to conform policy to evidence impact health status. The capacity to leverage technology, connectivity, and citizens' participation can be truly transformational. And country systems which can harness the potential of stakeholders towards the goal of growth and accrue its benefits equitably can augur well both for the well-being of people as well as the prosperity of nations. These considerations need to be part of the post-2015 framework. In a rapidly changing world where development is swinging from donors to domestic responsibility, from linear to complex, from diseases to systems, from sector to the whole of government approach, and from people to the planet, we must be mindful of factors outside the health sector which shape human well-being. The political, economic, and social determinants of health need critical attention. These principles and approaches on which the post-2015 goals are founded must forge the right balance between these levers, in addition to the important approaches to disease prevention, control, treatment, rehabilitation, and palliation. Mr. President, I would also like to take this opportunity to delve upon an issue of critical importance to the global health community, polio eradication. Pakistan reported 65% reduction in polio cases in 2012 as compared to 2011. In 2013 to date, we already have 50% less cases than even in the corresponding period of 2012. As a nation, we continue to bear the pain of polio and security worker killings and salute the bravery of our health workers who go back to work despite the threat to their lives. But we do not underestimate the nature of the challenges. Mindsets which orchestrate parental refusal to vaccinate children, geographic access impediments and issues in immunization governance are problems which our governments are striving to overcome. Mr. President, I'm pleased to report that earlier this month, we re-established a federal-level Ministry of Health in Pakistan. This will enhance Pakistan's national response in health and improve coordination in the country's federal system, where health is a decentralized subject. We are hoping this will significantly benefit our immunization program, and we seek positive reinforcement from the global community at this critical time. We are also striving to make planning and decision-making in health more knowledge-driven, which is evidenced in last week's launch of the Pakistan Lancet series on health transitions. Mr. President, as a new democratically elected government steps in later this month, we reiterate the importance of institutional building and accountability as a means of securing Pakistan's peaceful role in a globalized world. Our hope is for a country which can deliver on the premise enshrined in the post-2015 promise. I wish the 66th World Health Assembly a great success in its deliberations.